Okay, Keek, tell us about Super Bowl in Philly.
Okay, you guys. I feel like I always have some kind of story just because my whole life is just a story and they unravel and I have things to share.
I'm just so
my
curious.
My life is a
like,
movie.
Why are you, of all people, in Philadelphia during the Super Bowl? Like,
I know.
And like,
I have
you
the
plan
same
that?
Question.
What's your, like, I just don't
well,
get it.
So here's the thing. This is actually kind of a funny friend story. The short answer is I went to visit my friend Maddie because she lives there now. But okay. She's a friend that I met when Elevation launched their Winston-Salem campus, which is like an hour and a half north of here.
Like
I
the Salem witch trials?
No, not to get confused with that. Okay. Can see why you would think that, but no.
Honestly, randomly, I'm less interested.
Okay, so it was in the Salem
Did they put
trials.
The church where they used to...
Ooh, burn like, the witches?
Burn the witches. Yes. Actually, it's called the Elevation... I can't even get that out. Yeah. I think I'd get sued.
Anyway.
Tomorrow she texts you, cut that.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
Hey,
already.
I might get fired over that. Anyway, we were on the greeter team together, kind of like thrown in, kind of like how you and I met, Case, just kind of randomly put together. But then we're like, oh, we kind of like get along. Anyways, became friends. Turns out we have a mutual friend and we were in that friend's wedding.
Oh.
So, you know, remained friends and all of that. I mean, she was another friend from Elevation. And so our circles were bound to meet. Anyway, she moved to Philly last summer, I think, really. And so during, I think it was like around fall time, I was like, oh, I want to come visit you. Haven't been to Philly since maybe eighth grade. We took a field trip to go see the Liberty Bell and the love sign because like City of Brotherly Love.
Right.
So it was kind of cute. We also saw the Liberty Bell. She took me there again because I was like, you know what? Last time I went was 13 years old. And let me tell you, it was a little less exciting as a 29-year-old to wait in line and to see the Liberty Bell. See where America was founded. I saw where the Constitution was written.
Ooh.
That was
kind
of crazy.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Wait, that's fun.
America.
Did you see the map on the back of it?
Like, did you get any lemons?
Treasure?
Did you get any lemons?
I know.
And
yeah.
I mean, genuinely, I was like, honestly, Nick Cage was here. So that's all I need. I was like, I don't even care that George Washington.
I love that you called him Nick. I love that you called him Nick.
I know him. Like, we're on a
Nick C was here.
Nick C.
Nikki C.
Not even on a first name basis. We're on a nickname basis. Nickname. Ha ha.
Okay, move on.
I know. Gross. And mind you, I bought these tickets before the Eagles were going to be in the Super Bowl. So I will say it was a little crazy. Obviously, Super Bowl was this past Sunday and it was in New Orleans. But let me tell you one thing about Eagles fans. I don't think there was one half second that passed that we were just walking down the streets and it was go Birds, go Birds, go Birds.
Not even one second.
Like their fan base is quite amazing.
I have heard that.
And quite
so
intense.
That's really cool. I would have loved to see
not
that.
Not super kind either. If you're the
you know what? A lot of times people confuse passion with
and anger.
Yeah, they confuse it. I mean,
aggression.
Yeah, but like, I get it. Like when you're passionate about something, you love something. Sometimes it makes you punch stuff. I don't know.
I don't know. Climb poles.
Go Birds.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, go Birds. Well, right. that was an issue, I guess, the last time they went to the Super Bowl but lost, which was a couple
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Some of the fans like downtown would like climb poles and then someone like fell off and died or something.
It's,
and
you
it was
know,
whole,
it's
and like
just
it's gonna
classic,
happen.
Classic behavior, you know.
Exactly. So what was funny, the crazy like the whole weekend was really fun. It was really fun seeing her and doing all the things, but we went to it's called like City Center, which is like really their downtown, and literally everyone was prepping for game day because we went Saturday afternoon, and there were people like literally like putting oil on light poles just to like prepare so that you know
did they borrow Diddy's baby oil.
He has a couple thousand to spare. That was crazy, Kate.
That was funny.
So luckily I didn't see any of the chaos, but I did take off literally during like kickoff. So that was a little unfortunate.
Oh.
But the airport was like, I mean, obviously like crazy. Everybody's dressed up. The guy next to me, like waiting to get on the plane, was watching it. And I literally told him, like, can you take your headphones out so I can listen?
That's
like,
hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, but it was just like everyone knew that they wanted to watch. And it was a whole thing. So it was fun. When I did land in Charlotte, though, I did immediately Google Kendrick Lamar halftime show because I love halftime. So
did
that
you,
was kind of
oh,
fun
you couldn't
for me.
Watch it live?
Well, no. A, I flew Frontier, so that's that. Okay. I literally.
How's your neck?
My neck and my back. They all hurt.
All of the down the line.
So I will not be doing that for a minute. But wait, what was the question?
You didn't watch it live.
Oh no, I did. Oh yes. One Frontier, two. No, I don't have enough. I mean, I have enough storage, but I don't know how to do that, if I'm honest, to download the game. I like
download it live. Can you even do
can
that?
Can you even do that? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even know. I heard people yelling, so I guess somebody was watching it on the plane.
Someone must have been, but.
But anyways, that's my story. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Go Birds. Now I think I might be an Eagles fan. I think I kind of have to, by the way.
Who's the quarterback?
Jalen Hurts. And I will say, thank you. Thank you.
Who's the running back?
Oh, that I don't know.
Jason Kelsey.
No. He retired.
I know.
What did he play? What was
he? He was a center.
Oh, okay.
He snapped the ball to the quarterback.
Mm. Okay, well, they're both beautiful men. But Jalen, I was a little bummed when I saw his fiance get on the field.
She's pretty.
And she's stunning. Like, it just makes sense. Yeah. I was like, Jalen, you're hot. I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Also, wait. Oh, I have another story. And it's quick because this, I think, is just hilarious. And so my friend. So my friend Tori played college softball at the University of Oklahoma. And apparently.
Oh, okay. Boomer Sooner. Geez.
Boomer Sooner. Like, she's
good.
She's good.
They literally have a She's dynasty good. There. They've won like the past like 7 national championships. Uh-huh.
And crazy. She was one of them.
Oh,
that one.
That's awesome.
Insane. So go Tori if you're listening. But apparently Jalen, before he like made it big, I guess I don't really know where he was, probably in college.
He went to Oklahoma. Yeah, he was a quarterback at Alabama, lost a starting spot, transferred to Oklahoma, won a national championship over there at Oklahoma.
Oh. Okay. So I'm not really sure where in that the story aligned, but she was working admissions and he came in, like asked her where this building was. And I guess she was telling the story on her like close friends that she like walked him over to where he needed to. And he said that she looked really cute in a hat. And she said, well, it's just because I haven't like washed my hair in 5 days or something like that. And she literally was like, why did I say that?
That's amazing.
To this guy. And like, now look at him. He's like a Super Bowl champion.
Maybe if she would have just been like, thanks, you look cute. Like, she could have been on the field.
Also,
but except she has dirty hair.
That she's put this on her close friend's story and now you're blasting it.
I know.
On your podcast.
Wait, that's I love actually that. So true. I mean, but it's a good story. I think she should have posted it. I mean, honestly, this girl, you should see me in her text. I mean, this is no shade to her. She knows she's a bad communicator, but it looks like I'm a desperate girlfriend. Like, I have like 20 texts to her and she's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, you're okay. You're alive.
Oh, you're alive. Yeah.
That's funny. So just funny. She's like dead silent and now all of a sudden the story. So it's a good story.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm like, this man was kind of trying to flirt. You just said, I haven't showered.
Yeah. I'm actually really greasy.
I'm actually disgusting.
Disgusting.
He's like, you're hot. She's like, I don't know. I'm gross. Anyways, go Birds. And if you like the Chiefs, sorry.
Oh.
Hi guys, welcome back to the It's Been Forever podcast.
Ah.
It's the best day of the week. I was really hoping we would all become constructors right there. Boom.
Constructors?
Okay, I said that and then I was like, that's not right. That's not right. Conductors, that's what I meant.
Constructor.
I knew.
Okay, I'm a construction worker, and I work in construction.
Okay, construction. Shut up. Today, I had someone text me and say, "I just laughed out loud at the gym at your laptop comment when I said, like, yeah, I used to say that too, and then I turned 10.
Yep. I know some of your comments lately have been like low-key like the most insane jabs you've ever said in your life. But then I listen to it back and I'm like, that was kind of good. Yeah. And also kind of true. So
yeah,
keep them coming. Well, welcome back, you guys. I'm Kiara.
I'm Casey.
And I am Meredith.
Oh, okay. Well, you wanted to be different today.
I just wanted to one up you.
Well, we have an exciting February for you guys, really. We are doing this new series, if you will, if you must, for this short month. And it's going to be called Hot Seat. Because I couldn't come up with a more creative name. So it's just literally what it is.
Cue the flames.
Hot seat. And today, you guys, we have Casey on the hot seat.
So basically what we'll do is like, whoever is not on the hot seat, we each have questions and we'll just kind of go back and forth and ask this person questions. So tonight is our lovely Casey Marie.
It's
I almost me. A Perez. Nichi.
C Marie Perez 43 at gmail.com. That wasn't your email, but was it close?
Wait, kind of.
Wait, for real? Don't email that.
Edit that out.
No, we're excited to be on the hot seat. Hopefully this will just be a fun segment to not only get to know us better, but maybe we'll have some surprises for the three of us. Maybe some things that we also don't know. So it's going to be fun. Buckle up. We took some of your submissions into consideration to ask Case. So I think Mare's going to kick it off. And it's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay, I don't really have a softball to ease into this. All of mine are kind of
you know weird. What? It's the
I love
hot
it. That's okay.
Seat.
Okay. It's the hot
There's
seat
no
for a
way to warm up.
Okay, so
slowly.
What is something you feel like you were meant to do but you haven't done yet?
That's a really good question. Okay, thanks for asking. I have to remember that, like, it's not just going to be, like, one and then I, like, can move on. It's, like, I'm going to get hit hard.
You can say.
Which is good. No,
marinate
this is,
in
which
it.
Which is good.
Well, and if there are long gaps, it's okay if you, like, edit those out. You know
totally,
what I mean? Like,
totally.
Yeah.
Because there probably will be. So you guys will get the good version of this. But either way, these girls have to sit into my silence and awkwardness. Okay.
Well, wait.
I love this question because it's so challenging and you have to admit things that you really don't want to admit. I assume you asked this because you kind of know what I'm going to say a little bit. I have talked and desired and wanted to pursue music in more of a career way, I guess, or in more of a, what's the word? I'll just say seriousness. Mm. For as long as I can remember. Started with my YouTube channel back when I was 13.
Yeah. Come on now.
And my cover of Justin Bieber. And I've written a bunch of songs and done a ton of stuff. And like I have recording equipment and all that good things. However, the execution of it in terms of it publicly getting released to anybody in the world besides that one video on YouTube has never happened. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while I'll like share some things with some friends or like I have a really good friend at church. He's the worship pastor there and we'll send stuff back and forth to each other because he also – you guys, I'm already taking my sweater off and that's question number one.
That's actually so funny. It's the hot seat for a reason.
It's really nice to have a creative friend who is in kind of the same world that you can share things with that you don't feel like that judgment because it's really, really vulnerable to put that kind of stuff out there. But I think since that situation happened when I was a kid, I felt like embarrassed and I feel
like... Do
you want
to share that situation?
Sure. And I have before, so if you've heard it, you know, you can ignore me. But if you haven't, I started a YouTube channel and I uploaded a cover of me singing a Justin Bieber song from My World. And I posted on YouTube and I was really proud of it and I was so excited. I played piano in it and it was my upright piano that's out of key in my living room. And before then I used to print off. I would type up the song that I really liked and I'd do chords and lyrics and I'd play all of these different songs. And I had a friend that we would do that together. She had a flute. She would play the flute. I would play the piano. And it was like, I felt like I had so much momentum and then that happened. And then I felt like I kind of lost all my momentum and I just like didn't really believe in myself. And it's probably been a continuation of not believing in myself, which is the reason why a lot of those things have started but have never completed and why you've never heard me do anything. The intro to our podcast is actually – me like messing around and doing different things and recording it, and that kind of stuff for me, you guys, is literally so much fun. So honestly, me doing the jingle and putting that on there, terrifying, so scary to even do something like that. And to
so many good comments on it, like I've had so many people say how they love that.
And like it's not, and the thing is, like, I'm not someone who doesn't admit when they are gifted in something, because the truth is all of us have gifts. All of us should lean into those gifts, and that's why you have them. Like, it's such a waste to do something really well and not share it with anyone. And as I'm saying that, I also need to listen to my own words, because it's honestly this embarrassment, and it's this fear of failure of like, what if I do something and people like don't like it or nobody listens? Because that's what I mean, it's a piece of your art and you want people to enjoy your art and you want people to like feel like they resonate with it. And so I mean, it's kind of comparable to this podcast. We put our voices on here and we're super vulnerable. But it's like, I'm doing it with you guys, so I feel safe. You know, like if this ship goes down, at least we go down together. But also I feel so safe and so secure with you guys that I don't even care. Like, nobody can be listening, or everyone can be listening, and I will still feel that same way. But when it's by yourself, it's like there's nobody to fall back on. It's just you. So the journey's not over. And when I tell you I think about it weekly, I do. And it's just someone's got to kick me in the butt and say, hey, go do this, because – you're not too late.
Yeah. What's the next step?
Yeah. Just what's the next step?
That's literally what our sermon was about this last week.
Really?
And I mean, I think there were so many good takeaways, but we should set like a timeline, or even by the end of the year, that gives like 10 months, and be like, okay, putting one video out there, like making one step that is scary, because something like your voice, like your singing voice, that's very vulnerable to put that out there, because it feels like if somebody's judging you. It's you. So it's like, it feels like, oh, this is so attached to me. Whereas maybe if something like you're creating, you can kind of be like, I'm going to like try again. But with your voice, it's like, this is my voice, whether you like it or not. So it's a very vulnerable thing to put that out there. But yeah, like Mary said, like we got so many compliments on our jingle and so many things. And I mean, it's funny because if you've followed us for a while, like even like our choir days, it's like kind of LOL, you know, back to the fact that we all did that. But I think for you, like this year, we can kind of hold you accountable, like in a hopefully not in a scary way, but just in a good way.
No, it's not a scary way. It's not a scary way. And I think I've been able to kind of coast through life and like not tell people about it, so that I know that they don't like ask me about it. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be mocked for it,
because then it's just in my head, and then I have nobody like holding me accountable for it. It's just like you have like this little secret, and then if no one knows your secret, then you're safe.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't.
You don't take.
Oh my gosh!
But you know what? My lower back is a little sweaty.
don't miss any shots if you don't take it.
I know. Yeah.
That's true. And, well, then he was paying it safe. That's,
it's so metaphoric because when I played basketball, I did not shoot the ball.
Ooh.
Because I didn't want to miss.
Yeah.
Ace. But I was such a good supporting cast member. I love to help people out and I love doing this and that. But it was like when it came to shooting that ball, you know, I didn't really want to. But when I would shoot, I wasn't horrible at it. It was just – it's just everyone's looking at you and you got to nail it. Mm-hmm. And what if you don't nail it? But also, so why does it matter?
Yeah.
So what?
So then,
you know, the like let them theory. I feel like it's kind of like that. Yeah. It's like the equivalent. It's like a so what? Because it won't.
Yeah.
But so what? Okay. Which is funny because we had very similar questions. So I did have to do a little beep, 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 beep. Which is crazy. Yeah, we're just good. So in sync.
Yeah. That was good. Thank you. Thank you.
So I love that. That was a good question. Mine to you, Casey, is what is something you wish other people understood about you? Or I guess what is the most misunderstood thing about you?
Oh, okay. Fun. You guys totally know this. My level of sarcasm and my facial expressions are so misleading to people. Like if you hear, like if you only know me from my voice, I have a little bit of a lower resonance. I don't always have a ton of inflection in my voice. If I'm just like speaking to somebody, I can. But if I'm just having a casual conversation, I mean, like I would say my purest form of a voice is literally talking to you guys on here. That's my purest form of a voice. Mm. And if you don't know me and you don't know like my, I would say I'm kind of like a witty, bantery person, but like I expect you to kind of pick up on it. I'm not like, don't worry, I'm just joking. I kind of just like say it and then people either like catch on.
Yeah.
Or they don't. And then they're like, oh, she's a jerk. Or like, oh, she hates me.
Is that what you've gotten a lot?
Oh, yeah.
People assume you don't like them because
and a lot of like a lot of intimidation. Like, oh, you were so intimidating. I couldn't talk to you. So like fix your face. Hey, maybe you should smile a little bit more. You know, that those types of comments.
What's, I guess, the message then you would want to say to them?
I love talking to people. I have so much fun like asking people their stories and like who they are. And I may seem scary, but like please come up to me and say hi. Like I
come say hi to Kay. She's not
say
scary.
Hi. And like I think once you talk to me, like once people talk to me, I have heard like, oh, you're a lot easier to talk to than I expected.
But just give her some animal crackers.
But I was gonna say that.
I'm starving. Someone give me some food. Honestly, get me a coffee. I'll be your best friend forever. Then you can't get rid of me.
Casey won't stop yapping then.
No, I won't. But no, I mean, you guys know this. I love to talk. Like we could just, we sit and we just blah, 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 blah for a long time.
I mean, I almost think that was my first impression of you too was, oh, I'm intimidated. But sometimes I confuse intimidation just with self-confidence and like sometimes that makes me because maybe I lack in that area, and so while I'm naturally like I am chatty as well, like sometimes I read it wrong just because of the exterior. It's like, no, I'm actually walking with like a confidence and it's not aggression or it's not like intimidation. It's just I am my person, kind of take it or leave it.
I think that's a great way of putting it. I definitely like I think I'm confident in my communication skills and I'm confident in certain topics that I talk about. And I would say I'm pretty – it's hard to get me like scattered, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I see that.
So I would say I'm like a fairly confident person, which can come off as like unapproachable maybe.
Yeah. But Casey's approachable, so come approach her.
Approach me.
Approach her.
Thanks, Kira.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Okay, my next question. What is a friendship or a relationship that has deeply changed you?
Oh. Mm.
I like that.
And there is a right answer, and it better be moot. Just kidding.
So
this is a test.
Obviously, your guys's, but I'm going to go in a different direction because that's too obvious. Yeah. So my best friend from home, Naomi, is a friendship, a relationship, is someone that I literally wouldn't be who I am today without. I had a really hard freshman and sophomore year. I wasn't necessarily fitting in super well. I had a couple people that just weren't being super kind to me. And so I, along with a lot of like hormonal issues.
Ugh. Ew. Anyway.
I was lost. I was a shell of a person. I didn't have any confidence at all. So a lot of confidence I do have today is built up over the years. It's not something that I just always naturally had, or there's been phases of my life where I've lost it. Mm-hmm. But Naomi helped me find that level of confidence again. And honestly, when it comes to having confidence, it's not necessarily like I've gained confidence. You've actually, you start to care less about things, which ends up making you confident. So she's a grade older than me. So she was a junior. I was a sophomore. Her and I have known each other literally our whole lives. Like when I say that, we have a picture together when I was like 5 and she was 6.
I love that.
I wouldn't say we ever really got super, super close until she was a junior and I was a sophomore. And I went to a really small school. You guys know this if you've been listening for a while. If you don't, I had 36 people in my class. Her class had about 25, something like that. And when you don't get along with people in your class that's that small, there's not really a ton of options to turn to. And so she was, she had no idea what was going on with, like, you know, kind of a little bit of bullying going on with me. And she just was like, "You're Casey. Like, I've known you my whole life. Like, why are you acting like you're less than, or you're like not allowed to be here? Quit it. Just be here." And so she invited me to things. She was like she's my person. I was at her house all the time. She would come over to my house all the time. She's been at like so many significant moments in my life. She came to my Heston graduation.
We've met her several times.
She's just always there. It's like when there's a big event in my life, Naomi's probably there.
Yeah.
And she's someone who almost kind of grounds me back to reality. It's funny because her and Bryce are very, very similar. She's like kind of in a way like kind of the female version of Bryce. She's also an accountant. LOL.
No way.
She's a stay-at-home mom now, but she's an accountant. And so she's very analytical. She's very common sense. And she just like, I remember I would say like, "Oh, like woe is me," and blah blah blah, and she'd be like, "Why?" And then you have to
put her
like,
in her place.
"Oh, yeah, why?" She's like, "Who said that? Like, who said that about you to make you feel that way?" And I'm like, "Well, no one really said anything. It's just kind of like the way that I'm like feeling." And she's like, "Okay, well, I feel this way about you," and then you just kind of have to sit with that reality of like, "Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter what these people are thinking or what I'm possibly making up in my head. This person has cared for me and grounded me in reality and truth that I am exactly who I'm supposed to be. And she's never changed. She's the most consistent person of my entire life." And she's a real one. She has changed me. Yeah, she's an OG. She has changed me profoundly and definitely made me the person I am today. Mm-hmm. So shout out Naomi.
That's so sweet.
Noms.
Does she listen? Is she a supporter?
You know what? She has
an IBFer.
She has 3 kids. And
oh my gosh, already?
Yeah, she's.
I forgot.
Yeah, 3 kids, and she's a few episodes behind. Let's just
okay,
say that.
That's fair. That's fair.
This episode is really for people who don't have kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's also fair.
But her and I talk daily. So she definitely is up to date on my life. And I'll tell her that I gave her a little shout out and she'll be like, "Oh." So
be in the corner. Oh.
Yeah. So that's my gnomes.
Great. We love you, Naomi. Mm-hmm. We really do.
She's my other best friend. You know, like yeah, everyone the has other like, one. The other.
Uh-huh.
The
other, yeah. She's the other.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
My next one is, what is a grudge you have been holding on to that you need to release?
You are nasty. You are nasty.
That's a good one.
Hot seat for a take.
I mean,
take
I, have
off,
that I have one that I need to. I'm like over here okay. feeling myself. I have one that immediately comes to mind, and I think you guys would know this one too. I had a volleyball coach in my life. I'm not going to say where.
Okay.
He mated. Oh my gosh.
He mated?
Who did
okay.
he mate with?
Who did he mate with?
Do we need to know.
Aaron on the pod. Aaron on the pod.
He made me resent the sport of volleyball. He made me question myself. He made me believe I wasn't a good leader. Everything that I had been praised for basically my entire life. Of doing really well in specifically in volleyball, it felt like he was like personally attacking all of those things. Mm. And I have never felt so unworthy playing the sport that I have so much knowledge in and so much confidence in. So many times I still have I think of this person because I promise myself he's a coach that I never want to be. So I think back on all of the times that he did something that made me feel this specific way or all of the empty promises I received that were not fulfilled. And I really, really try to make sure my words never convey what was conveyed to me in that particular time in my life. And while there's times when, I know I can think back on that, I'm like, this is only going to make me a better person. I also have to let that go and I have to become my own person and I have to become my own style of a coach, my own style of as a mentor to these girls that I'm coaching. And I think for a long time, I almost just was like riding off of this anger to be a better coach rather than like, hey, do you like what you're doing? Like, are you coaching because it's a passion of yours and not because you're just trying to prove somebody wrong?
Right.
And in a lot of ways, I would say I have healed from that situation. If I were to run into this particular person, would I say, hey, how are you? No, I would not. And so that's where the question of have I completely let it go comes into play. I mean, that's what you're freaking asking me right now, right? I don't know. Like, certain parts of me have healed. But I also feel like if I were to see him and if I were to have a completely honest conversation with him, there's some things that I feel like I would need to say and get off my chest because I don't ever want him to treat anyone the way that I was treated.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So I would say if anything is unresolved, I feel like I didn't stick up for myself and for future me's during that situation.
Mm-hmm. If you did, okay, this is like part two. If you did have the chance to talk to him, what would you need to say to make it resolve?
I think I would say, I think you need to change your expectations of what you think the perfect and the standard of a player is. I think you need to broaden your horizons and I think you need to be open to the fact that the sport is evolving and the style of player you're looking for is not the same style that it maybe was 10 years ago. You need to be honest. You need to learn to be direct, but you also need to praise every single one of your players and let them know what they bring to the team beyond the court. Even if they are a huge component on the court, how are they as a human off the court and what do you value about them as a person?
It's good.
And don't talk behind my back to other players.
That's so messed up.
Yeah. Like don't just you're a coach. Your job is to grow and develop us as place. Women.
Right.
Don't air your laundry or anybody else's laundry out to anyone who is not in a position to be able to handle that information.
Yeah.
In a mature way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, it's interesting because we actually have him on the line.
You're so mad.
He's actually the fourth person that keeps popping up somehow.
On our calls. So funny. Oh my gosh.
Listeners, sometimes there's, well, honestly, this hasn't been the case for months, maybe even over a year. But at the beginning, we kept seeing a fourth, like, guest in our waiting room. And we were like, who is that? And like, no one has... Like,
literally never
a link.
Never figured like, it out.
We don't know who they are.
This is the most bizarre thing ever. But yeah. Anyway.
But we got them out and we're safe.
We're I know. Safe. We're fine. Know. But no, I appreciate that answer because yeah, that's a very case. Difficult
that is place such to a be good, in. That is such a good question.
Because we all have grudges too. Oh, and yeah, that's a big one.
It is. And... Like, I truly think, because there's been a couple of times that I've been really hurt in my life, but anytime I come back to something, that is the one that sticks in my head the most. Because mm-hmm. there's other times you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I was so pissed. But then I'm like, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't care. But that's one right. that I'm like, well, I didn't say everything I needed to say.
Your identity, too. Yes. It was like a matter totally. Of your identity. Your identity was this volleyball player, a leader, and all of a sudden you were questioning all of that mm-hmm. because of this one right. man's opinion.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah. You're right.
Gross. Ah. Don't love it. Don't let him have that power. I know.
You're so right. You're so right.
He doesn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Quick mid check-in.
Yes.
Even for you guys as listeners, are we doing okay? Am I doing all right? Is this going okay?
Great. Oh my gosh. Okay. Case, this is great. This is good. Awesome. We're going to keep it rolling. I think we have a couple more.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. What is something you once believed strongly, but you no longer do? If anything.
That I was fat growing up.
Okay. Yeah.
I truly, like you guys, I cannot tell you with how much conviction I'm saying this right now. I believe that I was the most obese person in my grade growing up.
As like a seventh grader.
I truly thought I was like
makes me sad.
The biggest person in the world, which is so sad because I look back at pictures and I'm like, oh, you just weren't gangly and creepy mm-hmm. like the rest of them.
You weren't like, oh, you weren't 6 foot. You know,
you were just a kid. Like you hadn't gone through puberty and like figuring out your body.
I remember, like, this is so sad. Like, I distinctly remember my mom came up and took a picture of me once. It was like a Saturday morning. I'm like sitting eating a bowl of cereal watching cartoons, and I remember she took a picture of me, and I was wearing one of those long nightgowns thing. It was like had like a big cartoon on the front or something. And I remember she took a picture, and I remember thinking, I'm like, oh, I bet my legs look so big in that. I was in third grade.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thought that too of myself.
So. Yeah. And I remember we got weighed in elementary school. I don't know. Do you guys ever remember? Like they would come and
gross.
Just like,
do
wellness checks on you.
Still in my physical. They're like, I'm like, don't even. Okay. Yeah. Spare me.
So like, for example, I look back on pictures like when I was in third and fourth grade, I definitely was like. I was chubby, but I was not fat. Like, I had a full...
It was like little kid chubby.
It was little kid chubby, okay? And then once I got to fifth grade, most of it was... Like, I was still a little bit chubby, but I wasn't, like... I was never, like, fat. Like, when you think of, like, obese children in America now, I did not even come close
to that. That ain't even close.
But I think where this all came from is, and I think I've told this story before as well, but I was in third grade and I was on a pogo stick and I was wearing shorts and a boy asked me why I jiggled when I was on the pogo stick.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. That's and just, those things stick
and
with you.
They stick with you. And it's so sad because I was like, okay, well, this is horrible. And like, honestly, you guys, I had a rockin' body when I look back on it now and I'm so sad that I didn't. Appreciate it more.
I know.
Because like I've like seen pictures of myself and I'm like, why did I think that? And like I just had a very different body type than girls around me. I have hips. Like, you know, people are like, oh, my hips. I'm like, no, I actually like, I legitimately like,
you're like I have hips.
Mm-hmm. And I just curvy gal. Now I've had a baby. Things are different. And now I'm looking back on life and I'm like, I should have shut my little trap because having a baby changes your body in more ways than you will ever understand until you have one. Biggest blessing of my life. That's just what I have to continue to tell myself every day. But I believed the lie. We also grew up in literally the most toxic era of skinniness in the early 2000s.
Low-rise jeans. Sure.
Low-rise crop jeans tops. With a body like mine, it just does not physically work. And
it doesn't help that Hollister, like, their sizes. Like,
they were
you could have been a 24, but in reality, you were a size 2. So it just didn't help.
Yeah. So I think it was – I think honestly the hardest part for me was that I was wearing bigger size jeans than other girls. I also have a large butt.
You have a massive trunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
But though – what?
You have a massive –
You do. You have a big butt.
Absolutely.
I have a big butt. Like, I've had a big butt my whole life and – I think a lot of other people don't have the size of my butt. And so I could get jeans up till a certain point, but then there's a point you can't get those jeans up anymore because you just can't. I'm not trying to like, oh my gosh, look at me, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, true. These are the facts that I'm telling you.
I'm a poster butt on our story.
Okay, thanks. And I just thought if I didn't wear the same size jeans as my friends, then that meant I was fat.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like another lie. Yeah. Obviously, that's just not true. Because I remember I was wearing size 6 or 8 when I was in 7th grade. And I was like, obviously I'm fat because I'm wearing size 6 or 8 jeans.
That's so sad.
And my friends are wearing 2s.
And my friends are wearing 2s. And yeah. Naomi, double zeros. I mean, I love Naomi to literal death. She wore 00 her entire life.
Yeah.
So it's just really hard. And I just where I'm from, no one looks like my body type. So it was also very hard to not look around and see anybody else who looked like me at all. So, yeah, that's a lie that I totally believed my entire life. And I don't think I didn't know until like probably now, like after having a baby and like looking back on life and being like, oh, OK, that's too bad.
Like, I'm not. I wasn't.
What a wasted life.
The amount of mental energy.
Yeah. It took to wake up and look at myself every day and say, you're fat.
Ugh. I hate middle school.
How does that affect how you look at your body now?
I wouldn't say I'm like thrilled right now with my body, but it's not because of the way it is. It's because I had a baby.
Yeah.
Like, I'm able to objectively look at my body now and, like, be like, oh, that looks like that because my ribs had to expand so that my stomach could get bigger and my abs ripped a literal part. So that's why they're probably not as strong as – and why my stomach's not as toned as I prefer it to be.
Yeah.
And I also know that having kids requires sacrifice in more ways than one. Like, people talk about, like, I don't get to do what I want, but sacrifice is also like your body is not ever the same. It can like come back to normalish, but you lose that. And so it's definitely been a battle, but at the same time, I'm like, it's just a body.
Yeah. Everyone has one. That's super relatable. I feel like a lot of our listeners will be able to hear that. And
so if you feel that way,
say same.
Please. So there's an audio that's trending right now. That's Moira Rose saying, take 1,000 naked pictures of yourself.
I've thought about that so much in my postpartum journey of like
naked pictures.
Take pictures or just like value
like it's just what your body value looks what your like. Body looks like before you have kids.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I took it literally
because she says like you'll look back with much kinder eyes. you know. Aww. And like even my how I looked like 2 years ago. Oh man. Mm-hmm. Like I thought I had a little baby pooch then, and I have a literal baby pooch now because there was a baby in this pooch.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you know, we shouldn't look like how we looked like 2-3 years ago. That means we're not growing old. We're not
have never been this age before.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
They're doing it for the first time. There, like, please, like, it's a...
I know.
It's doing it for the first time. Yeah. Like, I think we do need to be kinder to it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I remember me and my high school friend Emma would always say that, too. Like, look at what we looked like in high school. And then we had to be like, let's stop looking at that. Right. Because why? We're just going to go into, like, we're comparing ourselves, pre-puberty to... late 20s. Like that's not helpful.
Yeah, it's like actually gross. Actually,
right. You shouldn't look like that.
Actually, get that out of here.
It's more like I actually kind of want to look like a woman. Yeah, I don't want to look like a girl.
Ill.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, this is gonna be a hard left turn, and I'm gonna break this up with two kind of funny little like back to back ones.
Okay.
Because one of them is something that we always ask somebody who's going through the hiring process on our team.
And oh my gosh, wait.
It's stupid.
Is this an interview? Am I getting
this is an interview, actually. Okay. But we kind of do this kind of thing where we put them on the hot seat and we started saying two questions. And I don't know how it got started, but every time we asked them, and then it kind of got like, maybe we shouldn't ask this because it's a church, you know, kind of a question.
Okay.
But I think this one is still fun and it can be relevant. I do have to share a story about someone we did interview, though, because it was crazy and we did not hire them because of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what is it?
And it's like kind of lighthearted, but what is the most illegal thing you've ever done?
That's funny. And so you did hire the person because of their answer.
Okay, well, I'll give you their answer then. I'll have you go. But... One of the guys, it was going to be a developer, and we already kind of had some question marks, but typically we'll have like a team time and it'll just be funny and blah, 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 getting to him. We asked this and he's like, oh, let me think about it. And he's like, oh no, actually, yeah, I have one. He's like, my mom was really pissing me off like in eighth grade, and I like, it's either attempted to kill her or like thought about killing her. And I don't know.
No way.
Honestly,
he's dead
to this day.
He said that
dead straight. And we're all like, you know where you're trying. And I'm kind of the one to
time.
Like kind of make it lighter and whatever. And I'm like, I don't even know how to hard left.
Can't.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Haha. Okay. So what's your favorite fruit of the spirit? You know, what's your favorite fruit of the spirit?
Probably peace, right? Is it peace?
Peace, clearly self-control. All of them? Ooh, no, it was wild. Gosh. It was, and again, I can't remember if it was like I tried to or thought about trying to. Either way, we're like, nope, not our guy.
Nope, don't want to
murder.
Hilarious.
Not on the list. So
on our team.
Anyway, hope that's not your story. So, what's the most illegal thing you've ever done?
You know, I'm pretty vanilla. You guys know I haven't really done anything that crazy. I'm more of a collection of very small things that people just wouldn't do because they don't want to get in trouble rather than like I broke in and stole money. I'm a movie hopper. I'll go to multiple movies and I don't feel bad about it. I remember my mom, she wanted to test the grapes, so she ate some grapes in the store. And then she gave me one, and I was like, okay, I'm an accomplice to this. But like,
the police are coming after me. Okay.
I drank underage. Don't do that, you guys.
Okay,
I'm probably not
going to
go into
such a bad influence.
I don't need to go into further detail about that. I know.
Gosh, you drink beer? Okay, no.
Your friends sound really fun.
They sound. Yeah.
Wait, I am not going to say who I was with. I'm not saying who I was with. You can't even torture it out of me. I won't even say.
Good.
It was you guys.
Oh, okay. No. Sorry, Mom. Yeah.
Ew, sorry. This is so lame. This is
no,
even a funny
that's okay.
Answer.
I didn't know if there was like some crazy story. Okay, well, if that's it, I'll do the
you
part
guys
two.
You know
then.
That there's. I'm not that crazy. I'm not that.
Like,
fun.
You didn't, like, not pay a speeding ticket.
Vandalism at Heston. We, like, threw bikes in the trees.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay.
subtle vandalism.
We didn't do it because we're little girls. But the guys we were with threw bikes in the trees.
We were like, yeah, it's it. Oh, I stole a traffic cone. Bikes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, which that's a good
technically
one.
Technically illegal.
Illegal. Look, my hair is a heart right now.
Oh, yeah.
You see
I
it?
See it.
Oh, wait.
You
I just
ruined it.
Effed it up.
Dang it.
Oh, that's upsetting. Okay, well, the part two. Okay. Love that answer. Is what's the most recent lie you've ever told?
Ooh, that's fun.
Ooh.
Oh, I lied and told Bryce we're only recording once this week. But then I'm going to tell him that, oh, something came up and we need to record again tomorrow.
Was that an intentional lie or did you accidentally lie?
It was, okay.
I think
so,
if it's an accident, it
giving
count.
So the accident. So last week we were going to record you guys just so you guys are in on this. And then we didn't actually end up recording. We ended up just talking. I didn't tell him that we didn't record an episode that night.
Okay.
Because I didn't want him to be
mad.
Because Mira's still awake.
Yeah.
And so he has to take care of her, which is not that big of a deal, you guys. Like, I want you to know my husband is
totally
capable.
Are you saying he can't take care of
her? Absolutely.
You think he hates his daughter?
Yes. But, you know, I mean, like, he just has to, like, it's usually around dinner time. So he has to, you know, do a lot more things than just, like, sit with her for 2 hours while we record. So I didn't tell him the truth. And he still doesn't know. And I'm going to be like, hey, can you bring the laptop tomorrow? Which is an intentional lie. And very, very obvious.
So it's really this podcast.
Wait, you guys, I actually have a really good one.
Okay. Let's hear it.
It's still about Bryce. So it's more funny. So I saw a video of this couple on TikTok.
You told Bryce that his mustache looks good and it really doesn't.
I'm just kidding. I actually really like it. Sorry.
No,
I
also
why.
Do.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw a couple on TikTok and she was like, okay, I'm going to ask you 8 questions. And they're all like for the girls, like really every girl knows these answers. I'm just want to see if you do. And so every question that she asked him, she pretended like it was the right answer, even if it wasn't.
I love this.
And I did this to Bryce and I pretended that all
did
of his answers
it?
Were right. And I did record it.
Oh my gosh, please.
I haven't
on TikTok.
Him, I haven't told him yet. And he didn't know I was recording him. And
does he really think that he knew everything?
Whole past week, he's been going, well, I'm 8 for 8, so I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, well, you need to ask him, and then we need to post on the story.
I know.
Oh, he's please.
Okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, we should have asked him live on the podcast.
Yeah, so I've been holding on to that for the past week, and he doesn't know, and he keeps like, well, I'm 8 for 8, so I don't know what to tell
insane.
You.
That's insane.
So
that's a good one, Case.
Yeah,
I need to see this. Oh my gosh,
I love to do little like pranks and stuff like that on him because it makes him feel good, but it's hilarious for me because
his
oh my
ego's
gosh,
puffed
guys,
up.
I gotta tell
like...
you, so one of the questions I asked him was, one of the questions I asked him was, "What's a water line?"
Okay,
and he goes, "Oh, is it like when you're putting on eyeliner?"
Yes.
And he goes, is it like something to do when you're ovulating? Like there's, like, and I was like,
not
no.
ovulating.
I was like, there's no way you got that right. And he goes, are you serious? Like, did I get that? I'm like, yes. Are you joking? And so the first two questions I asked him, I didn't get it recorded, but then I started secretly recording after that.
Oh yeah.
I was like, okay,
that stuff
really
is
funny.
Gold.
Yeah.
And then another thing is, I asked him, like, how do you know if you're gold or silver jewelry? And he goes, well, if it goes with your outfit. And I was like, absolutely. That
Okay, kind of a good guess, though.
I know, it is a good guess.
That's a good guess.
But I almost called myself out because he was listening to our episode.
Yeah.
And then I had to kind of, like, backtrack a little bit. But he still doesn't know. So
he
keeps going around and going, like, well, I'm 8 for 8, so I don't.
Wow,
I'm loving this so much.
Yeah, so that was a definite.
Oh,
that
we need
that I'm carrying.
I
on,
need to
so.
See this video.
Okay,
we're gonna just shoot him down.
I will post it, and then I will. I think I'm gonna send him the video so he watches it on his phone, and then I'm gonna record his reaction to being dead Lied wrong.
Him. Can't
he,
wait.
I think
Can't
he got
wait.
One right. I think it was one. Yeah.
Waterline when you're ovulating.
Waterline is crazy.
It's the confidence.
Like when you're
it's
ovulating?
The yeah. I'm confused. What he really means?
I don't like. Does he think, you know, when you're dripping? Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway. Bryce. Anyway.
Poor Bryce. I mean, about bless to him. Just be bless zero him, for but, eight, one for eight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That waterline segues very nicely into my next question,
okay.
Which is, how do you think you've changed the most in the past 5 years?
That's so dumb.
Well, the obvious one is becoming a mom. That's changed me the most. But I would say another thing that has changed me profoundly the past, I'll just say a couple years, we've been going through some different things in my family, and I have learned that grace is never earned and it needs to be freely given. Every story has two sides. Every person deserves to be heard. Every person deserves to be forgiven. And no matter what I'm going through in life, there's something that I can thank God for and blessings that I have in my life. So I would say probably 5 years ago, what, Bryce and I are a year into marriage. I'm probably selfish. I'm probably expecting things of Bryce. I don't know. When you're newly married and figuring each other out and you kind of are like, okay, well, you do this and I do this in our marriage and this is my role and this is your role. And I think you just are more concerned of like, what are we going to do this weekend and how are we going to have fun? And I wasn't very career driven at that point. I think I was just like having fun at my job and not really thinking of like, okay, cool, I can advance and like become, you know, higher up and have a professional career. Which I succeeded in the past 5 years with that adventure. And I think I was just carefree and I don't think I took life very seriously. Not necessarily in like a bad way, but just in a very like, I'm young and I'm acting like I'm young type of way. Yeah. And I think with every year in the past 5 years, I've learned that the older I get, the less I know and the more I need to continue to grow. And that rhymed and I didn't mean to.
I loved it.
This but is anyway, a rhyming podcast.
If it rhymes, that means it must be true.
Right. I mean, it's write that down. That's a quote you want to remember for life.
Taylor Swift, yeah. If you're listening, please use it for a song.
What do you mean if? Definitely. Like,
right. Duh. So sorry.
I think being a mother has. Ew. Being a mother.
She's a mother.
I'm a mother. I think has created so much compassion in my heart. I maybe have been more on the harsh side in my life or quick to not always give people the benefit of the doubt. But I feel like because of various things that have happened in my family and being a mom, I'm like, okay, let's figure out what this person is going through rather than like immediately jumping to, well, they're crazy or like they don't know what they're talking about or, well, I heard this about them, so I'm not even going to mess with them. I want to hear what they have to say and I'm happy to be patient and figure out who that person is individually before I decide to judge or anything like that, which I think is a goal of mine that I've always wanted in my life, but I feel like this past year, I've really, really learned that a lot more. But I'm not the same person that I was 5 years ago. Praise God.
Thank God. That's crazy. A lot of life has
A lot happened. Has happened in the past 5 years. Yeah.
That's a good question. And I have one more.
Okay.
My last one. I don't know, Mayor, how many you have, but perfect. Okay. So say tonight you are writing a letter to your future self, whatever time frame that is, you can decide. What are some things that you would want to include?
Um,
Did you say to your future self or past self?
Future.
She said future.
Future.
Which is actually an interesting take because I've never thought about that before. No. But it's funny Casey because we also wrote letters to ourselves at church 6 months from now. So we can mail it to ourselves and kind of talk about
like,
progress that we want to make in life. So I'm glad you brought this
up. Okay.
I want to tell myself, I hope that you're continuing on the journey to being bold in your relationships and speaking truth into people's life, even when it's not easy. Mm. I hope that you continue to bake bread.
Yeah. Bake bread and break bread.
I hope you're baking and breaking bread.
Wait, that's kind of a cute little thing. Bake and break bread.
And I also hope that you're still like valuing your children and you're not thinking back so much on how they've grown that it makes you sad, but watching them grow and be proud and kind of – because it's really easy – to get stuck like when they were like 3 months old they were like doing this or I even catch myself now being like I want her to stop growing, and in a sense yeah you don't want your kids to grow up, but also it is like imperative that she grows up because she needs to go and impact the world in the way that she's supposed to and the way that God has planned for her. So I hope that I am not holding her back. So I'm writing to myself, I hope you're not holding your children back and you're pushing them and you're not letting them get comfortable and that you're, you know, I think my mom was so nice to me. I look back on it and I'm like, she was so, so, so nice to me to a fault where I was able to kind of be like, mom, don't worry about it. Like, and I was able to, you know, kind of like finesse my way out of like the hard stuff. Mm. And I don't want to be too nice to my kids in the sense where I'm not pushing them to greatness. And my mom did in her own special way. You guys know my mom. She's never going to push you to beyond a point of discomfort.
Yeah.
Where I maybe need to take my kids there. If they're similar to me, like, let's go back to that first question. Why aren't you doing what your dream is and why are you pursuing it? Because I have never held myself accountable to that. And so how can I set that up for my future kids and not let that continue to be an issue? So
break that pattern with you.
Yeah.
That's good, Case.
Wow. Well, I'm excited to see what your future self is like.
I hope she's cool. I hope she's still like.
I hope she's still around. Like, sorry, not still around. That sounds so morbid.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I meant like still around like this podcast Flash and forward. Stuff. Do you think we're going to have this
died. In
5-10 years? Sorry. That's so morbid.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think of like years from now and be like, oh, we'll definitely be done with the podcast. I think it's just like.
Me neither.
It is just a natural thing that we'll just either continue or we'll move in a different direction. But there's a lot of value here, I think, for people. So.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
So. You can cut that last part out if you
want. No, I want people to think that you want me to die.
No, got – you know when you're like, it was better in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Beep.
Okay, this is my last one.
Okay. Right?
If you knew you had only 1 year left to live, how would you spend it?
I would have necessary conversations with people that need to happen yesterday that I've been holding back on. And you guys know what that is. And you guys know what that is. If you know in my personal life, then you know what those are. If you don't, then don't worry about it because it doesn't matter. I needed to be bolder and I needed to do it sooner. And there's no time to wait. So that's the first and foremost thing. Secondly, I've never been to Disneyland as an adult, and I'm not like a Disney adult, but I think it would be fun. I know that was
really fun. I want to go because I've never gone.
I'm gonna get a fast pass. Like I think I'm gonna spend all that money to do like the skip line thing.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll do like a Disney princess makeover or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Out. I'll just like go all in.
I just like, if you're going to go.
If I'm going to go, let's go.
Go all in. Okay.
I will spend as much time with my family as physically possible. And I will, I think I will be the person that I always want to be because there's no time left to become that person. I know that's not really like that. I can't think of like a specific, like I would go here and do this. Like, I think everything that I would do, I would just be that girl.
Yeah.
Of who I've always emulated. I would have no fear because there's nothing holding me back because I already, death is already inevitable, which it already is. It is anyway. But
you know.
But I know.
Yeah.
I would, I think I would try to go to Hawaii. I think I would.
I'm coming with.
Okay, cool. I think I would go to Europe. Bryce and I have always wanted to go on a World War II tour of like different places. Yeah. So that would be really cool. I think I would watch. You guys are going to think I'm so stupid. But I would watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy again, extended director's cut.
That's what? Insane. That's going to take the rest of your year.
Bucket list, literally.
Your whole year is that.
Oh, they're so good.
See Wicked again.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I would listen to a lot of music. I would listen to a lot of music. And I think I'd put myself out there and just be like, hey, I'm dying. So if you want to do some charity work, let's get together.
It's like a year-long make-a-wish, really.
Yeah,
it's like,
really.
Anything I want, give it to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm dead.
Because I'm dying anyway. Like I'm living Kira's dream, which is
please, it's not my dream. My gosh.
Yeah, but I think I would just be bold, and I think I would just, like, not care, but not in, like, a, I don't care, like, everyone sucks. In, like, more of, like, what do I have to lose? Because I'm already losing it all anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I
like that.
Yeah. I mean, a year, technically a year is kind of a long time. You know, you just have to plan it out. But I think I would live with an attitude that I've always wanted to live with. Which maybe isn't that fun of an answer, but.
No, hey, that's great. Start living now.
I know.
I like that.
Thanks for those questions, you guys. I really appreciated this.
Officially, cool off, Case.
Yeah.
Cool off.
That was really
a bucket of water.
That was really.
I liked that.
That was really profound. Thank you, guys.
That was nice and deep, and I liked
it. I appreciate the questions.
Answering and for opening up.
Yeah.
I know.
For Mayor Brings Down the Mood, I have a Would You Rather tonight.
Ooh.
Okay.
Listen closely because they're a little bit in depth, okay? So, okay. Two options. Would you rather live in the tundra, but every single person you love lives close by. Okay?
Okay.
So, like, your best friends, your family, everyone you love is close by, but it's freezing, freezing cold all the time.
That I was like, just about to ask,
what is the tundra?
Okay.
You're
I was
so
like, is this the desert or am I in an igloo? Which one?
You're
in an igloo.
You're so
cool.
You are so funny.
Okay.
Or live in an absolute dream destination, beach, warm, but not too hot, absolutely perfect weather, but you only have like two close friends live nearby.
And the first one is your family?
Everyone you love.
Oh, everyone you love. Oh, dang. Yeah.
I hate this question. Because
yeah, this is really rude.
Anyone in the world who hates being cold,
I thought of you.
You are talking to the queen.
Made up with this.
Yeah, but I also love my family. You bastard!
You little
you're welcome.
Oh, I have my answer.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with tundra. I don't even want to say it, but I'm going with tundra because you guys will be there.
Oh,
and that's important.
Made the cut.
That's important to me.
Live from Antarctica.
It's been forever.
Shaky voices, snowing.
So I got hypothermia again last night. Oh, so annoying.
I had to get my arm cut off.
What's new with you? We could make it cute. I know. I'm going to have to go with the first one as well, only because... like two friends would be fun and like I love a dream, but I feel like it would get sad after a while.
Yeah.
And really in reality, I want to be happy even if I'm literally freezing. So I'm going to go with Tundra too. Mm-hmm.
You guys are absurd. I'm picking warm weather.
No you're not.
She's like, am I two R?
No, the warm
my mom?
You guys' love are going to keep me
gross.
Warm. And then Tundra.
There we go.
Is cold. Kiara.
Thank you.
I mean, my house is literally going to be like next to your home because I'm not walking any further than I need to in that
actually
tundra.
Attached garage.
Yeah.
Style.
Yeah. Townhome. Absolutely. In the tundra.
Apartment complex.
Yeah. So, yes. But I don't want to, but I'll do it for you guys.
I'll do it for you guys.
And then maybe we can vacation like one time a year.
Are we allowed to vacation?
Can we do
that? We are. I'm
okay.
I'm saying it's allowed.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you rather Czar is saying
we'll
it's
thaw
okay.
out for 1 month and then get back to it.
Oh, or how about we just leave? How about we just like leave?
Okay, so we start in the tundra and then we actually leave for Hawaii.
Go to Sarasota, Florida.
We go to Der Dutchman to eat.
Honestly, I can use a peanut butter pie right about now.
That's so funny.
I need that buffet.
I want it.
Oh. Hey, well, anyway, you guys, thanks for listening to me. I had a lot to say, but I really appreciate you listening. And I appreciate these ladies for pushing me. Because this is not only the hot seat to figure out who we are, but it's also a moment for us to kind of look inside ourselves and to think deeply. So if any of these questions resonate with you, send us an email at itsbeenforeverpodcast@gmail.com. Or is it pod?
It's been pod.
My bad, you guys. itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com. Because I know that these questions strike a chord with somebody out there, and I would really love to know what you think. Or maybe some of my answers helped kind of figure out what you're thinking in life or anything like that. We want to know about your experiences. Or you can send us a DM on Instagram. You can send us a DM on TikTok. We are on all platforms, so let us know, and we'd love to hear from you. Episodes come out every Wednesday. You can find us wherever podcasts are sold. This is free. I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait. I had a moment. Like, is that
Wonder
right?
Plus subscribers can listen to episodes of It's Been Forever early.
Supercast. Actually, on our Patreon, you can hear those really hot, steamy questions that you actually really want to know the answer to.
And also topless pics. Sorry.
Just know that's not true.
That's actually so incorrect.
Just know that's literally no. Yeah, no, we appreciate you guys, as always, listening, supporting us. If you want to donate to our tundra home, I'll put my Venmo on the next slide. No, we love you guys. We're so thankful for you. And next week, I'm on the hot seat, so stay tuned for that. And then the week after is Mayor, so we have a fun, exciting couple weeks. So stay tuned, and we love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
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 Bye.